continuing down the people who are here.
This one.
Okay, case number 23-311, Torrington. We forgot to bring our infant seat today.
I think he's ready for the occasion.
Okay, sir, you may please state your name for the record.
Good morning, Sergeant Michael Giordano with Torrington Police Department.
Okay, and do you have any witnesses you're going to testify?
No.
Thank you. Attorney
and
Sherman.
Ralph Sherman representing the appellate.
Okay, you may proceed.
Currently, the issuing authority denied the permit application based on a review of lengthy and significant criminal history spanning over a decade prior to the application. Also, the issuing authority's opinion that the address was not disclosed within the seven-year mark or seven-year look-back of residency appears to be in an attempt to hide an address which hid an arrest that we were able to obtain a police report from within the state of Connecticut.
Thank you. Would you like to make a brief opening statement?
Yes. First of all, I'm going to object to any evidence about that address issue. Not that I would have difficulty dealing with it, but that's based on an erased report.
I'm sorry, based?
It's based on an erased record, an erased report. The issuing authority has stated he has no Connecticut record in their questionnaire, and any Connecticut documents pertaining to arrests are off limits. Okay.
But the appellant does reside in Torrington.
He does reside in Torrington, right. Yes. And we're not disputing the Florida record.
Okay. All right, you may proceed.
So I just have a question about that. So am I allowed or not allowed to speak about that, about Connecticut, if I have sworn to?
If it's an erased record, you cannot just talk about it. Other items you can, certainly.
Okay. No problem. So as of right now, based on the records we obtained from Florida, showing an arrest history from 2002 to 2014, so spanning 12 years. Within that, we received documentation. Apologize for that. I have to find the county that it was. So from the Hernando County Sheriff's Office, and I don't know, I was unable to see on the records check, they were like unclassified. It didn't specifically say whether or not it was felony. However, the arrest charges from 2002 were misdemeanor for trespass in a structure. In 2012 was felony grand theft. And also along with the same time in 2012 was felony charges regarding defrauding a secondhand dealer and dealing in stolen property. It's the issuing authority's opinion that while there's not anything in the last, say, 7 years, we're showing or seeing a history spanning 12 years of criminal activity and poor decision making, which is where the denial was based on.
Okay. Would you like to cross-examine?
Thank you. Detective?
Sergeant.
Sergeant, I'm sorry. Sergeant Giordano. am I correct? The appellant has no problem with the Torrington police, right? No incident in Torrington?
From what was provided to me, I don't know that he has any records with us in Torrington.
Okay. No convictions since 2014, correct?
I believe that's accurate.
Okay. Did you interview the appellant regarding his Florida record?
I personally, no. I'm not part of the...
Do you have any reason to think that anybody in the department did?
I'm unaware if they did or not.
Okay. All right. I have nothing further.
Questions by the board.
So for the Florida charges, were there any convictions with those? Looking at the triple.
Yeah, when I went through that, I found it extremely confusing to see on the Florida records through the triple I check as to whether or not I have them highlighted.
If I may interject, Florida doesn't clear things off its record the way that Connecticut does. When the cases are dismissed,
yep,
you have to go through a separate procedure to get it over.
I think that's sustained.
So, okay, so it's hard to gauge?
It's hard to gauge on whether it was between motor vehicle and then also which one it says. I know I have them highlighted, I apologize.
Basically, if it doesn't show a sentence in Florida, it's not a conviction.
I see like adjudication withheld.
Right.
Yeah, and that was the whole thing that I kept reading, was it kept saying, yeah, adjudication this, and they were very different.
Not prosecuted.
I don't know what adjudication withheld means on a Florida standard.
That's like our accelerated rehabilitation here.
Okay.
Were any of the arrests disclosed on the application from Florida?
I believe it said that it was, they were expunged, so he did not. Trying to find the actual application, sorry. It says all arrests have been removed 2017. So the other argument that I would have is the appellant is saying that I can't talk about something yet he disclosed it on his application.
You could ask him what about something he put on his application.
Okay.
You just can't use any erased records, meaning police reports, court documents.
Okay, so I can't bring up that record.
If he brought it up, well, you got to ask the chairman, but if he brought it up, I would assume it's fair game.
Yep.
So,
this is a different one. This is from a different arrest, not the one in Connecticut. But can the appellant explain what the case was where all he noted was possession, motor vehicle stopped, driver took blame, dropped?
We're not at that point, though, right?
So I
was just asking whether, just two questions, and I don't know if you know Florida law, but are the arrests expunged from the records from Florida?
They come up on a triple I check. They're still on the triple I check. On his application, it says all arrests have been removed.
Okay. So, that's all I can say. But he didn't list any of these arrests.
Nope. Just all arrests have been removed.
Okay. No, that's the only question that I have.
Any other questions? By the
he
board?
Did list a couple on his questionnaire.
Yep. No, I was just asking him that. Yep.
Yeah, the Connecticut arrest, 2018, could you describe that, please?
I think that's what I'm not allowed
to that one. He has no Connecticut record.
I'm sorry?
Unless this officer was involved in the investigation.
We were involved with that?
I was not. That was Connecticut State Police.
I withdraw that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions by the board? Okay. You got anything else? Okay. Attorney Sherman, you may proceed.
Thank you. Well, I'd like to call the appellant first, please. Would you tell the board, please, how old are you?
I am 41 years old.
41, okay. And let's start with the Florida arrests, which still show up on your Florida record. You put on your application, all arrests have been removed. Why did you write that?
I hired a lawyer to have it expunged, so it wasn't on my record because it was.
You're going to have to speak up a little bit, sir, so I can barely hear him.
I hired a lawyer to have it removed from my record because I did get arrested. I did everything I was supposed to, and it was supposed to be dismissed. But even if it's dismissed, it's still on your record.
Did any of those arrests in Florida result in a conviction, to the best of your knowledge?
No.
No, no conviction.
I think driving under suspended. I didn't know. I was a kid. You know, I just went in and pleaded guilty, paid the fine, and then.
Yeah. Okay. So let's get to the bigger issue here. Was something different from today going on in your life back then when you were getting in trouble?
Oh yeah. So I was definitely sober today. Been sober since 2019, June 14th. Going to meetings, went to rehab.
Well, what was going on back then?
Oh, I was, you know, a kid. You know, I was in Florida. Everybody's partying, so. I was young and dumb, but that was Florida. You know, I came up here to start a new life and get away from all that.
Excuse me, did you say 2019?
2019, when I got sober.
Right, you weren't a kid then.
No.
Okay, I'm sorry, I thought maybe I heard him wrong.
Okay, so you were abusing drugs in Florida?
Yes.
What drugs?
It was pot, cocaine, you know, Xanax, kid drugs.
Okay. And you got sober in 2019?
Yes.
That's five and a half years ago, is that right?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
I came up here to get away from Florida and all the nonsense.
Please speak up.
And I came up here to get away from Florida and the nonsense. Stayed with my mom for a little bit, and I stayed with my grandparents for a little bit. Went to rehab up here.
What sort of rehab? Where?
It's inpatient.
Where?
Inpatient rehab in Danbury, MCCA. Mm-hmm.
How long were you patient there, inpatient?
I was there for 28 days, and then I went to an AFA program for 5 weeks, and then I got into a sober house in Torrington, and I was in a sober house for 8-9 months. Came here with nothing. Started with, you know, some clothes and some food my dad bought me when he dropped me off, and started walking, going to meetings, got a car, got a job. And now we own a condo, have a beautiful child, beautiful fiance.
Going to meetings? Do you still go to meetings?
Absolutely.
We're talking AA, NA?
AA.
AA meeting, yeah. Okay. And when's the last time you went to a meeting?
Tuesday
this week?
Tuesday, literally.
Thank you. Okay. So meetings are an important part of your staying sober,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, get out and get to hear, you know, new people come in, keeps it, you know, green for me. And there's a lot of old timers that, you know, I'm very good friends with. So
okay.
Get a lot of knowledge from them.
What motivates you to stay sober?
These two. I got two dogs, got a good little thing going on in Torrington. And sobriety.
Thank you. What's your occupation?
I'm a carpenter.
Very good. Since you got sober in 19, back then you were associating with a certain group of friends, right?
Before?
Yeah, before.
Yeah, yeah.
And you still see those people?
No. No.
I have nothing further.
Would you like to cross-examine?
I would. What year did you move from Florida back up to this area?
It was the end of 2017.
End of 2017, so there was still a two-year period that you were, as you call it, partying?
Well, it wasn't partying, it was back. I broke my ankle when I was younger. They put me on opiates, and then, you know, with everything that happened in Florida with the doctor shopping and the pill mills, that they pretty much shut all the doctors down. So, you know, I was in a bad spot, so I had to get away from it. And, you know, came up here and tried to straighten out. And, you know, it took a little while to get my bearings. It was a new state. I mean, I was born here, but we moved to Florida when I was 11, so I really didn't grow up here.
Right, Florida was mostly.
Yeah.
Okay. What was your, you said that it was kid drugs and kid things, but then you just detailed that you were using, you were on pills, yeah. Pill shopping, opiates, things like that.
No, I wasn't pill shopping.
You just said that you were looking for pills while you were down in Florida based on your injury.
I broke an ankle and they prescribed me pills. And
right.
When all that was going on, they, you know.
Right, but in one sentence you said that earlier that it was kid drugs, you know, cocaine and marijuana, things like that. But then you brought up opiates. So were you using opiates up here and or in Florida?
I was in Florida, yes.
In Florida, what about in Connecticut?
No.
Never used opiates in Connecticut.
Okay.
Also part of the issuing authorities questioning on this application was the failing to disclose an address prior to within the last 7 years. You just stated that you stayed with your mom, but your attorney disputes that you never lived with your mother. That's why you did not list the Roxbury address. You just so stated previously you stayed with your mom. So
I'm going to object to the questioning. First of all, we have no idea if his mom lives in Roxbury. Secondly, the issuing authorities are referring to an address that's in an erased report.
But I'm not speaking about the report, I'm speaking about the application where he failed to disclose an address when he just said he was he lived or stayed with his mother,
yeah,
which is an address that I'm aware of.
62 Winburton. my mother lived in, where I lived, in Torrenville. It's a Burrville, technically.
As I said, she didn't live in Roxbury.
Any other questions?
No further questions.
Does the board have any questions?
I will. When was the last time you had a drink?
2019, June 14th.
When was the last time you did marijuana?
June 14th, 2000. Well, I really didn't smoke a whole lot.
What about cocaine?
That was, I don't even know, probably 2017, 16.
All right.
Back in Florida.
So wouldn't know cocaine when you moved up here for at least for those 2 years? So what were you doing in between 17 and 19 in Connecticut for drugs?
Like, drinking and, a little here and there, nothing.
Well, you were just about to say snorting, I think, right?
No.
No cocaine? I thought that's what you said. No. Do you have any documentation that you successfully completed any of the treatment programs that you've talked about? The inpatient program, the outpatient 5 weeks, any of that? Do you have a letter or some documentation from a treating psychiatrist, psychologist, social worker that you've successfully been through these programs? Okay. That would have been helpful. All right, thank you.
Any other questions?
Are you saying under oath that the only substances you abused after you moved to Connecticut were marijuana and cocaine?
No cocaine. It was pills.
Just pills? What pills?
Pain pills.
Opiate pain pills?
Yeah. So I didn't use them. I just took them for pain relief.
Were they prescribed to you?
No.
They're off. Yeah. You procured them illegally to take care of the discomfort you were experiencing?
Yeah. And was just in the beginning when I first came here, because when I left Florida, I was
When did you stop using any kind of opiate drug?
2019.
Thank you.
Okay, you have a brief closing statement.
Oh, no, I have other witnesses.
Oh, I'm sorry.
My mistake. Cohen's fiance. Do we have to have her name or?
Well,
she's. I leave it to the board.
Not necessary.
What's
the relationship of the appellant with the...
Well, let me ask her, what is your relationship with...
I'm his fiance.
That's good
enough. Okay, you've got to speak up loudly, please, okay?
So and the mother of his child.
Yes.
Yes, and that is...
Do I say
his name, but he's 4 months.
He's 4 months.
Okay, he's your child and the appellant, right?
Yep.
Okay, very good. And... how long have you known the appellant, please?
Since 2020, actually, the end of 2020.
How did you meet?
I was working in a sober house, and he was the house manager.
Okay, where was that sober house located?
Come on,
okay, thank you. And I guess let's start with, how do you feel about him getting an apartment?
I feel fine.
Okay, do you have any reservations about it?
I do not.
How do you feel about his sobriety?
I think he's strong in his sobriety. I go with him to meetings on Tuesdays.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, we both go. He's pretty good for most of them, so. He hangs out, he changed his circle, so everyone in his circle is sober. So I think he changed his group of people. There's no worries there. He learned how to have fun in sobriety, which I think is a good thing. A lot of people don't think you can have fun in sobriety, but he's learned how to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's with AA friends, which we've been gotten pretty close with. Even us, who's, I'm not in sobriety, but even us, we've gotten close with the people in the meetings and just our friend group.
You said you're not. You mean you're not in recovery?
I'm not in recovery. Yeah,
sorry. Recovery. Okay. And working in a sober house, you saw a lot of people who were having substance abuse problems, right? You saw some who were successful and some who were unsuccessful,
yes.
Is that correct? So you think you'd know the signs of somebody who was unsuccessful?
Yes.
And does the appellant show any of those signs? So you have no doubts about his continued sobriety?
Yeah. I think he knows what he has and how hard he's worked to get where he's at. And I don't think there's anything that he would do to risk everything he's accomplished.
Yeah, I noticed when you say what he has, you're looking down at the boy there.
Yeah, I mean, him and just everything. I mean, when I first met him, he was living in an apartment, had like a beer car. Since he's gotten his own like a decent vehicle, motorcycle. We have a condo. We're looking for a house. I think he's just built, I mean, we, but mostly him, built a life. And I think he knows that that's in jeopardy if he ever wanted to do something. But I don't see him ever risking any of that for anything.
Thank you. I don't have any further questions for this witness.
Would you like to cross-examine?
No.
Board have any questions? Okay. Now you can make your closing statement.
Thank you. I think the case speaks for itself. I mean, we're not disputing that he had some problems some years ago, but he's been sober for 5 years. And I think that, I'm getting choked up. The board can see that he's motivated by what he has today to stay sober, and he's not going back to that way of life. I can understand having reservations about him having a permit if this stuff was last year, but I think 5 years is long enough, especially with how well he has come along and the kind of life he's leading today is totally different from where he was. Thank you.
Closing statement.
I commend the appellant's hard work and everything. I truly do. I think it's a great thing that you become sober and everything. The issue that the issue authority has on this is the, yes, 5 years seems like a significant amount of time. When it comes to opiate abuse, that's something that never leaves you ever, as you know, and I don't need to speak to that for yourself. The pattern of decision making shown through over a decade of criminal activity in the state of Florida, continued activity of substance abuse in the state of Connecticut, as he still moved up here, I don't think that the five-year span is quite significant enough compared to the length of time that there were, all of the issues that there were.
Thank you. Comments by the board?
Conrad.
I just would like to speak to the five-year interval. I think I would agree with the issuing authority if there weren't other elements in the appellant's lifestyle that are positive factors that would support continued sobriety. And so that's going to influence my vote.
Yes, sir.
What will influence my vote is the lack of documentation. He has a long history of adult drug use and abuse. Leading up until 2019, been through treatment, including a lengthy inpatient and outpatient treatment, knowing coming to this board where all those things were going to be an issue, and there was no attempt to bring any of those records from someone saying he's okay, and they feel comfortable with him with a gun. So that's what's missing for me.
And to that point, there are a number of very good letters of attesting to your character in the packet, but nothing from the treatment standpoint. And there's the perennial question of how long is too long after something. We all recognize that people can change. The question is in something like this where there was significant drug dependency involved, is it long enough? And that's the issue we have to wrestle with. So I guess we're down to voting time. We'll start with Chief Rosenzweig.
Issue authority.
Colonel Overton.
I'm going to go with the issuing authority at this time.
Okay. Mr. Gray?
I'm going to vote appellant.
Dr. Conrad?
I'm going to vote for the appellant.
Yeah. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt, but please don't fail us on this, okay? I know you've got a lot going for you now. And we wish you all the best. But, past is past. Keep it there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.